Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. That's the call line if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. Talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And, I mean, there was some news yesterday that, I mean, happened, but there wasn't a whole lot to really talk about beyond the fact that it had happened. And that was the New York City subway shooting. I don't know the details of even what happened because, you know, we were doing the show, as I understood it, as news about this was really coming out. I don't know what the timeline was like, but it wasn't like we were full up with show prep about the New York City shooting yesterday.
Bonnie and I looked at some stuff last night.
Yeah, and we determined it was fake.
I don't know.
Okay, fill me in.
Well, there's definitely, as you might imagine, every time something happens, there's always a conspiracy theory saying that it was completely cooked up by the government or the powers that be or whatever.
But usually I just assume that. This time there was videos of super weird things, like somebody spreading blood on the ground. Why would somebody do that?
Really?
It's not clear in the video. That's what the paranoid person who made the video had to say about it.
It looks like it to me. And there's also this lady that was down in the place where the subway was with the same person's shoes.
This
you know
is
that's
the most
her.
Interesting part.
She runs out of the subway. She runs back like 2 minutes later.
She's one of the first people out of the train.
Okay.
So there's a video that this guy played where somebody's taking video. The person taking video steps off the train. They're like one of the first people off.
So when you say this person taking video, it's just someone with their cell phone, right?
I presume.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're stepping off the train. They then immediately turn to watch the car behind them's door as a bunch of people pile out. There's smoke coming out because the guy allegedly set a smoke bomb off before he started shooting. And as people are coming out, this woman that you're describing, Bonnie, some sort of a, we're not sure if she's black or...
She's really racially ambiguous. I don't think she's black. She's like, you can't really tell.
Maybe Puerto Rican or something like that.
She has an ambiguous face in general. Like, she could be anyone.
She comes out, and she's very easily identifiable because of what she's got a brown purse that she's carrying. She's dressed
like,
in this black overcoat.
Clunky, high-heeled shoes that are almost like wedges. But
and
not
she
really.
Hurries out of the train and goes past the cameraman. And then a few moments later, and I don't know how long it is, but some amount of time later, she comes back into the frame.
Are you going to run back into a smoke bomb when you don't know what that substance is?
Not just a smoke bomb, but where there's apparently a man shooting people at some point. So rather than exit the scene and, like, run away, she comes back and starts taking video.
Kind of casually, too.
And then turns around and leaves again. Then she shows up in foot, and she looks fine, right? Like, she's not limping, she's not being assisted or anything like that.
She's calm.
She's spry, she's moving quick. And then
there are a lot of people, like, when a building burned down recently here in Keene, there were a lot of people who were, like, hanging out in the bar as it was filling up with smoke and people hanging out outside, and they were just taking videos of it. I mean, these things ended up going viral on the internet. Hey, guys, the fire alarms are going off and the room is filling up with smoke.
Sure.
Don't be that idiot standing there taking a video. Get out. So, I mean, I can understand why this lady, if all she saw was smoke, she would be inclined to...
The car.
But it's weirder than that. If it was just that area, I wouldn't even really have thought it was weird at all.
That's just part one.
Part two is what makes it weird. Later, she's out on the street, on the ground level.
So she's in multiple different videos at multiple different times.
We didn't see video of her on the street, but there probably is that. There were photographs taken of her on the street. And this same woman who was, like, obviously not injured in any way, shape, or form, later shows up, like, laid up against a, I don't know, she's sitting up against something.
She's laid on the ground like she's injured, and then she's being taken in on a gurney to the ambulance.
An actual stretcher, for some reason.
weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That is a peculiar thing. I have not seen any of this, right? I didn't follow it closely. I didn't follow it at all beyond seeing the news today that the suspect here, Frank James, was 62 years old, and he's been posting unhinged, race-obsessed YouTube clips warning of his intentions and hatred for Mayor Eric Adams.
That's
the new mayor. Now, this sort of bothers me because the reason I've seen this more today than I did yesterday is because I have a lot of libertarian friends on social media, and a lot of them are asking, you know, why wasn't this guy already caught? Why wasn't he in trouble with the police already or anything like that? You have people saying, oh, but he was investigated by the FBI. How was he able to do something like this? And we saw this exact same thing happen back in the Orlando shooting when the guy who did that...
You're talking about the nightclub shooting?
Yes, where the guy shot up the gay bar.
Yeah.
He had been investigated by the FBI prior, but they ended up releasing him, and people asked the same question. You know, how is it that this person who was investigated by the FBI ends up doing this mass shooting? Well, being investigated by the FBI has never been evidence of guilt, right? Just because you've been investigated doesn't mean they take away your right to bear arms forever. So
it's evidence of the FBI is incompetent, right?
Yeah, you would think, you know, if everything they're saying about this guy is true and he was actually planning to go and shoot up a subway, that would be more important to the FBI than helping some hillbillies in Michigan plot the kidnapping of Governor Whitner.
Now, isn't he considered a quote-unquote person of interest? Or have they charged him?
They upgraded him to suspect, as I understand it.
It would be helpful if his YouTube videos where he was ranting online were still there, but they were taken away. So now I don't even know how to judge where his YouTube video is hatefully racially motivated, or does he just mention, this is my life as a black man? You know, like, they can say anything they want because they deleted his videos.
Well, they deleted his videos, but
They took the channel down for violation of terms of service.
As Ian pointed out, you know, anybody with a brain, when they realized this person was a person of interest, and if they cared to, they would have downloaded a full archive of his videos and uploaded them to their channel, or even better, put them on Odyssey where they can't be deleted, because now the people who did that, they're just going to have their own YouTube channels deleted.
Well, we should clarify, Odyssey technically can delist a video, but if you upload through Library, then in theory it is completely protected. Right. So Odyssey is a platform just like YouTube. I suspect, though, that Odyssey would make the choice to not take this man's channel down, because this happens every single time, by the way. Every time that there's some killer, some crazy shooter who has a YouTube channel or a Facebook profile or a Twitter or whatever we're talking about, every time the word gets out that they have one of these social media or media profiles, the company that runs that site goes and takes it down. And it's like, that doesn't help anything. That actually harms any amount of transparency for people being able to have some understanding of what this person did and not just rely on the mainstream media and their reports to get your opinions about what this man believed. I mean, because we can read report after report of what he allegedly said on his videos, but actually finding that video, finding a link to it, is very, very difficult. They are out there, however.
I mean, that's the opposite of what the media once, right? It's for us to be able to actually look at this guy, find out what he actually stood for, what his beliefs actually were. They want us to just trust the media when they tell us.
Yeah.
So you were able to still find them.
Yeah, I found them by searching for his username, ProphetOfTruth88.
From what I can tell, almost there's probably none of them that can be played on the air.
Yeah.
Well, they're just long. I mean, they're your typical kind of rambling 40, 50 plus minute long videos of.
And he's Prophet of Truth?
Prophet of Truth.
See, that's never good. One of the more successful things I ever did when trolling was I ran this fundamentalist Christian blog called Messenger of Truth, where I accused Barack Obama of being a gay, socialist, antichrist Muslim, and just all sorts of nonsense like that, right? It was very successful, right? People loved it. And after like 6 months of it, I got bored, and I was like, okay, guys, you know, you've been following this content now for a while. You should know I'm an atheist, and if you took any of this seriously, you need help. So this guy calling himself something that's almost identical to that is automatically a bad sign.
There was this guy that my mom would listen to, and I'm not going to remember his name right now, just some Christian online guy when I was a kid, and he prophesied this thing would happen in this certain year, and it didn't happen. And then I asked my mom, isn't he a false prophet then, because it didn't come true? And she said, oh, it's just, it stopped it. We stopped it by our prayers and all this stuff. So there's all kinds of excuses they make up.
Absolutely true. There's more about this guy, because he, even if he's not the shooter, he's interesting and we're talking about. What are your thoughts on all of this, though? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's free.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Right, but you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
Talking about the New York City subway shooting, evidently suspect Frank James has been arrested, and there are a lot of people hurrying to proclaim his guilt. We were just listening to a YouTuber rattling on calling this guy, you know, a real piece of work, basically, alleging that the guy is 100% guilty. And, you know, I have not seen the videos. It may be clear once you compare the two that, yes, this is the guy they're talking about.
I don't know if there's video of the actual shooting. If there is, I have not seen it. There, a video that we saw last night was just of people exiting the train.
So I want to make sure I understand this right, because I haven't seen any of these videos. So what you have is a train arrives at a station, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first compartment opens, a guy gets off, and he starts filming, presumably because he realizes that there's some sort of commotion happening in the compartment behind them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that compartment opens up. I guess they don't open all at once or whatever. Maybe he's just in a hurry to get out and start filming. So smoke rolls out of this other compartment, presumably, right?
I think
yes.
All the doors open at the same time, but it's been a while since I've been on the subway in New York City.
And then out comes a bunch of people, but among them is this weird lady who you described as being ethnically ambiguous. She could basically be anyone,
yeah.
Said, except for her. Her attire is unique, presumably.
Yes.
And that's how you kept that. Even though she looked like she could be just anyone, and there was nothing remarkable about her, her outfit was weird.
Yeah, maybe multiple people could play the same woman who looked like her.
But they would have to have that specific outfit.
Yeah, I mean, she was definitely the same lady. It's just that it's really weird that she seemed totally fine and then ended up on a stretcher later on when, you know, you've got photos coming from upstairs. And maybe it's one of those things where they're just being overcautious. Oh, you inhaled smoke, so we need to take you to the hospital. I mean, it is New York City, so it wouldn't surprise me if they were just super overcautious with that
sort of
thing.
Yeah, but how would they know? Unless the woman approached them and was like, hey, I was on that train with that guy.
Yeah.
I need to go to the hospital, which I guess she could have been.
I mean,
but the allegation is that the guy threw a smoke grenade or something, filled the place up with smoke, and then opened
the
fire, right?
So the allegation specifically from what I've read, according to supposed witnesses, Frank James was dressed in, and there is video of him, by the way, entering the, like, there's subway security camera video of him going through checkpoints or whatever, where he's wearing like an orange vest or something, or like a bright colored vest. I think the footage is black and white, but you know, he had one of those construction worker kind of vest, city worker.
Look. Something to make himself easily visible.
Yes.
Or and perhaps an accomplice in a room that was filled with smoke.
And look official. So anyway, he's got that, and he's got a backpack. Supposedly, he puts a gas mask on and then sets off a smoke device and then begins shooting.
And nobody thought it was weird that he put a gas mask on because
COVID. I suspect they thought it was weird.
No, because COVID in New York City.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was a joke.
I'll give you that one, though. I mean, if I was just, you know, getting on a subway and I saw someone put on a gas mask in New York City, it probably would not be the weirdest thing I'd seen that day.
That's probably true. So anyway, that's when he allegedly started shooting people.
But he was on the compartment of the train when this happened, or he was on the subway when this happened?
Supposedly he was on the train.
You know what confuses me?
I could be wrong about that.
How come everyone gets out, and then they're just kind of like, one lady, literally, the first lady I see get out, she gets out, and then right before she's out of the guy's frame, she's like, oh, like, she's like calm now.
So
when she's
train,
5 feet away from the train, the guy's in there? Is the guy in there? Everybody's acting really calm and standing right by the front of the doors.
So the train had not arrived at the station. It was they were boarding it in order to depart soon, and that was when the guy started?
I don't know. I'm not sure on the exact how everything worked.
I haven't seen any videos except the one I was talking about. So
the guy has been arrested, but the article I have here says that he remains on the run Wednesday morning, 24 hours after allegedly opening fire on a packed northbound train as it approached 36th Street Station in Sunset Park. So evidently, it was approaching a specific station, and that was when he did it.
Correct.
On Wednesday morning, Mayor Eric Adams officially named James as a suspect, upgrading him from a person of interest.
Mm.
Police believe he is the man responsible because his credit card, and this is the part where I find, you know, I've not seen any of this. I hadn't heard anything about what you told me, Bonnie, but this is the sentence that made me go, man, that is suspicious. Police believe he is the man responsible because his credit card was used to rent the U-Haul that police found a key to in a backpack that was dumped at the scene and that also contained a handgun, three magazines, fireworks, and firecrackers. So at the scene, which clearly this guy wasn't at, so you mentioned the backpack that Frank James had with them. He clearly left the backpack behind for whatever reason, and in it he had three magazines, a handgun, and a key to the U-Haul that he used to travel on his credit card, directly linking him to the scene with weapons in New York City subways.
And allegedly the gun had a round jammed in it, which may have ended his shooting because he couldn't clear it or didn't bother trying.
So he had time to put the gun back in the backpack, but then instead of leaving with the backpack, he just left it there behind?
Strange.
That is very peculiar. James lived in Wisconsin until recently, but packed up on March the 20th and left the state. He drove south through Illinois, then to Philadelphia, where he picked up the U-Haul that he brought to New York City.
I mean, it is possible that maybe his thinking was, well, there are security agents at these subways sometimes.
And he can't be walking around with the backpack.
Checkpoints. Maybe he didn't want to get searched as he was attempting to make his escape.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It has now emerged that Frank James was known to the FBI and was questioned in 2019 in New Mexico, though it is not yet clear why. He was cleared but was entered into the state's, quote, Guardian Lead system. The Guardian program is the Bureau's terrorist threat and suspicious incident tracking system. And this is the part where I diverge from a lot of people because I don't think that being investigated or known or questioned by the FBI is a very much practical consequence to anyone. And I was arguing this back when the Orlando shooting happened, so this was long before I was personally on the FBI's radar that I was making that point. Despite being on that list, James was unimpeded, right, because being on one of the government's many, many lists is no justification for impeding your ability to, as they say, upload hate speech-filled clips on YouTube.
Well, Chris Wade was telling me the other day that apparently the FBI created a watch... part of the terrorist watch list for everybody in America who had ever visited a foreign website.
I don't know about that, but I heard that anyone who attended a Ron Paul rally in the 2008 campaign ended up on an FBI watch list. I mean, a lot of these FBI watch lists are going to be protected and confidential. What is the terminology they use? Either way, they're not going to reveal it during a Freedom of Information request. But evidently, this guy, Frank James, was uploading hate speech-filled clips on YouTube about how oppressed black people were and how black and white people should have no contact.
Well, he also apparently expressed disdain for black people, often calling them cattle and racial slurs, and spoke about his desire to, quote, kill people, unquote, even describing himself as a prophet of doom. He said N-words should be wiped off the planet, even though I am one.
Well, I saw him, I mean, I heard part of a video that where he was describing this. He was saying there's a difference between black people and, quote, N-words, so he wasn't saying...
But he also just said that he was an N-word.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That sounds like a real nutty guy. I kind of would like to watch his videos, YouTube. Unfortunately, they banned them.
Well, there's a few of them out there. I've linked to them on our...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The CDC is expected to extend the federal transportation mask mandate. That covers airline travel on trains, subways, and buses. The extension would cover another 2 weeks beyond the current expiration date of April 18th. The move reflects growing concerns about the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2. The Kremlin is denouncing President Biden for calling the war in Ukraine genocide, denying war crimes. Fox's Jackie Heinrich asked the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki at a briefing about the use of the word and whether it was planned in his remarks.
He's the President of the United States and the leader of the free world, and he is allowed to make his views known at any point he would like.
It was not scripted then. It wasn't pre-planned.
Again, I think we shouldn't misunderstand who he is and where he stands in the totem pole, which is at the top.
USA Radio News. Frank James, a black nationalist suspect in the Brooklyn subway mass shooting, is in police custody. James was arrested in New York City's East Village without incident and now faces charges of terrorism. A court is saying a vaccine maker must share some information regarding the vaccine.
A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021, that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume of the adverse events that they were receiving.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where you're invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Ian, and Bonnie, and we're talking about Frank James here, who has recently been arrested. All of his YouTube videos were deleted from, his YouTube channel was deleted. Yep. Of course, there are people out there who have since downloaded his videos and re-uploaded him to their channels.
I don't know if it's all of them, though. The guy that I linked to over on our social media at social.freetalklive.com on the FTL profile, I linked over to a channel called Video Matt Presents. And according to him, the guy that owns that channel, he was only able to grab 20 of the videos on Frank James's channel. He says there were over 400 videos, however.
Wow.
So that's the thing. It's a race against time, because when they reveal who the suspect is in one of these crazy shootings, it's like, all right, who can go and get the videos the fastest from his channel before somebody at YouTube goes and takes the thing down? If you got 400 videos to download, they're going to cut it off at some point, and you're not going to get them all done. Unless you happen to already have been a subscriber to him, and he only had like 400 subscribers, and you already happen to have an archive of his channel, and the odds of that happening are very, very very low.
Yeah, you can avoid all of this nonsense by just signing up for Odyssey.com. It will automatically import your entire YouTube channel for you so that, you know, don't go on a shooting spree and kill a bunch of people. But if you do get your channel deleted from YouTube because you happen to say something YouTube doesn't like, then your channels will still be there for people to share and people that you won't have to worry about, you know, 95% of your content or whatever being lost forever because YouTube decided that you're not allowed to say that.
Well, it's not lost forever. You can better believe it's in the hands of the FBI at this point. They have the exclusive copy of it.
That's true.
And YouTube didn't delete it. They just made it so you can't access it. It's still in their system.
Scary, good point. Mm-hmm. But this guy, Frank James, he also posted worrying memes about guns, bullets, and 9/11 on Facebook. But none
who's worried?
Well,
yeah.
The author. But they're painting this guy as... It's curious to me that, you know, him being into guns and bullets and 9/11, he's somehow a right-wing... They're not calling him a right-wing conspiracy theorist, but they're using all of the buzzwords that I would expect to find in an article about a right-wing conspiracy theorist who went on a killing spree. He was into guns and 9/11 and bullets. Mm-hmm. The alleged gunman's sister, Katherine Robinson, told the New York Times on Wednesday that he spent much of his life alone. In a separate interview with the Daily Beast, she said they hadn't spoken for 3 years.
His daughter, sorry? Is that what he said?
His sister. In the March 20th video, which he had titled Stop One Complete, and evidently the Daily Mail at least still has some of these videos, or at least parts of them, he gave an ominous warning about his plan. Speaking from the driver's seat of a rented van, he said, "As I leave the state of Wisconsin, about to be back in the state of Illinois, all I can say is good riddance. I will never again be back. I will never be back again alive to that colorful euphemism for the word states."
Well, I heard that part today. Ian must have been playing that video today, and I just thought he was saying good riddance to that state, not good riddance world, I'm going to kill everyone.
Yeah, it's a bit of an extrapolation to suggest that he was planning to end up dead. It could just be somebody who is sick of living in Wisconsin and is saying he'll never come back alive voluntarily to that place. But then again,
I guess so.
He might have shot some people.
As someone who has been through some states that I never, ever want to return to, I don't think I ever was like, I'm never returning alive to Tennessee or whatever. That just sounds weird, man.
He's a weird guy.
He is a weird guy. So he told about his plans to drive to Philadelphia, saying, "I'm on my way to Philadelphia. I packed my bags. I got up, even though it's rainy." I mean, there's nothing here that I really find especially alarming.
His bags? Did he have a backpack?
He almost seems schizophrenic, like he's just a daily vlogger here updating his subscribers about his travel to Philadelphia, right? It's a little rainy, but I'm going to my storage unit, it's all loaded up, and then I'm going to finish my apartment this morning. But then 2 days later, or 2 days before the shooting, you have another video where he says that black people are forced into violence by racism. And there's so many asterisks from the Daily Mail here where they're censoring out what he tried to say that I'm not even going to attempt. But it's very, very different from, yeah, I'm about to go check out my storage unit, pull out some stuff, and set up my new apartment. It's completely different from that sort of content. At the end of his final video, he said, "Why should an N-word be on this planet besides to pick tobacco or sugar plant?"
He does sound confused. It's like
he sounds schizophrenic. Why do you say he's confused?
Because he's saying like black people are oppressed because of racism. Then he's saying they should all die. But
okay,
you know, it's just confusing because he might mean a certain type of person when he says the N-word, not all black people.
But we'll probably never know because YouTube took away our ability to access his videos.
Yeah.
There is no natural reason for there to be such a thing as an American Negro, African American. There is no reason for it except for you to be a slave, he said. That is, wow.
Well, some...
I don't even want to repeat the rest of this. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Some people who we call black people nowadays have been saying they don't want to be called black anymore and they don't want to be called African American because black is a color, and I can totally get that. I've always thought it's weird to just call me white. I've always thought, like, I don't feel like I fit in with all white people, people who have similar skin color to me and not in the same group as them. So I totally get not wanting to be called black, and some of them have been saying they don't want to be called African American because, you know, they could be something else.
Well, as I understand it, one of the whole reasons that, you know, black pride is considered acceptable but white pride isn't is because, you know, when black people were torn from Africa and brought to the United States, they lost their cultural and, they lost their heritage, essentially. Like, we could trace our roots back and find out that, oh, yes, my family came from the United Kingdom or Germany or, you know, Czechoslovakia or whatever European nation. But if you were brought here in the African slave trade, you don't have any ability to do that. Your genealogy just begins at the moment when you arrive in the United States. So you don't have a Congo pride that you can look to or a Sudanese pride that you can look back to.
Yeah.
All you have is your skin color.
I'm curious, Bonnie, if they're not wanting to be referred to as black or African American, is it just human? Is that how they would prefer to be looked at? Because I've heard.
I don't want to go too into the conspiracy because my friend sent me a lot of conspiracy pages on Instagram. She's black, and I guess she wanted me to, like, understand. And I don't want to go too into the conspiracy because I'll sound really weird.
I would like to think that they want to be called just human. That would be great.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to get rid of the idea of race. I do remember.
And colorism is, like, the worst. I think colorism is, like, the huge cause of racism in America.
What's colorism?
Just, like, you're white, no matter what country or region you're from. You're black, no matter what country or region you're from. Oh, you're just black. And even African-American implies, like, you're just from a whole continent. How can you be from a whole big continent, you
know? Carla Garrick is African-American as well. She's from South Africa. She's a white lady.
Yeah.
But
see, that's the issue that black Americans face in the United States, is that they have to be just considered from Africa because no one kept records of where they were, you know, trading for and kidnapping slaves.
They could
from.
Be from Jamaica. They could be from Puerto Rico. The thing is, they're just human beings. But years ago, we had a black gentleman who was a caller on the show, and I asked, like, What's your preference? How do you like to be referred to? He says, just call me black.
So that's what I always understood was the easiest way to do it. I mean, they're just calling them black Americans, black people. Just like, hey, don't say you are a black, because that's just as screwed up as saying you're a homeless or you're a trans or you're a gay.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're human beings. They're people just like everybody else. But the reality is, if you have to describe someone in a room, like if I want you to meet my black friend, and he's the only guy in the room who's black. How do I explain to you?
I just think that you could just say my friend, because you wouldn't say, I want you to meet my white friend in a room of white people.
I want you to meet my friend. He's the one black guy in the room all the way over there. And for whatever reason, I can't take you over there or whatever, right? Like,
yeah, just going in, my friend's waiting on you. Oh, which friend?
It's okay to describe you as the girl with the red hair, the bright red hair.
You could describe the shirt color he's wearing. Oh, he's over there in the red shirt.
That's true. Or you could say the black guy in the red shirt if there's more than one black guy in the room.
What do you think? What's the best way to identify your friends?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us. How do you think people should be referred to when you're, when you're talking about other people? 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. Because I was thinking about this during the break, right? It's not, I really don't believe that if you wanted to, if someone was like, hey, I'm going in here, who should I talk to? You would be like, my friend with the red hair.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, my trans friend, because that's the most recognizable characteristic. There's plenty of redheaded people that would be, you know, let's say at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. Probably a bunch of redheads, but how many trans people are there going to be there? One, maybe two. So you give them the characteristic that is most identifying in those specific circumstances, mm-hmm. I think, is what people tend to do.
I just think if you're, like, off in the distance and I'm pointing to you, the one with the red hair makes the most sense, because I think
that's
some of that would
be... well, though, because the red hair, it does stand out. They're going to spot that at a distance.
I don't know if that's not me saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, I think I have said red hair.
What if I'm not within, like, view, though? What if I'm, like, inside a building? Like, collecting tickets outside of a party or whatever, and someone's looking for me for whatever reason. Would you like?
She's wearing all black. I don't know.
I think you should generally defer to the person's preference unless it's ridiculous, right? So for me, okay, I'll call you a she because you're putting an effort to look like a she, but I'm not going to call you they.
I wouldn't want you to. That'd be weird.
But
right?
I'm only one person,
last I checked.
Yeah, that to me is just too weird, right? So, like, that crosses my weirdness threshold. It's like, no, not going to do that. But, yeah, if you prefer to be called black, I'll call you black. That's fine. I'm not saying you prefer to be called.
No,
black.
Obviously, right.
You,
well,
the
I mean,
person
you,
not here.
Ideally, the person who you're calling black, you know, is black. It's like not pulling that whole "I identify as black" sort of thing that some people were doing back in the in the early 2010s or whatever. There was a lot of "I identify as disabled" and stuff like that. Of people, it never was really clear whether it was just some people trolling or whether it was people on the right who were creating an issue that didn't exist. But this guy, Frank James, his name's no longer in front of me, they actually share some of his memes, surprisingly, saying, I mean, he's a pro-gun guy. I don't see any particular issue with any of that.
Pro-guns and bullets.
Apparently, in August 2020, Frank James posted a photograph of Kenosha shooter Cal Rittenhouse with the title, "And a Child Shall Lead Them." Rittenhouse was later acquitted of charges. Apparently, he didn't seem to have an issue with...
So he's a supporter of Rittenhouse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Christianity stuff is what makes this so weird.
Hold on, there's Christianity stuff in here as well?
Yeah, I think the "and a child shall lead him" has something to do with the Bible.
I don't know if it does or not.
Well, he's got many, many videos that are rambling and lengthy. You're talking about 40, 50-minute, hour-long-plus videos. So there's certainly a ton of content out there for people to go through. There are a few excerpts here from the Daily Beast if you want to hear some of it. I've got a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of this is, from the Daily Mail, it's not very helpful. Like, they have a stock image of a 38 caliber handgun. Hey, guys, that's not helpful. Thanks.
Quote, "I made up my mind, kind of told myself, you know, I may have to hurt somebody one day. Somebody may have to get hurt," he says in one rambling 44-minute video viewed by the Daily Beast. Continuing, James said, quote, "Because there's no way I'm going to do what society asks me to do, which is try to be, to work hard, to play fair, keep my nose to the old grindstone, pull myself by the bootstraps, you know, go to work, pay my taxes, do everything you ask me to do, and then you're going to smack me in the face," unquote.
But didn't he do, I mean, basically exactly that for 60-ish years?
I guess he got tired of it. In the video, he seems to take direct aim at Mayor Adams, the New York City
mayor.
That's
what I don't get, because he wasn't even a New York City resident.
No, he wasn't, but maybe he spent some time there in the past. I'm not sure what his history is. Warning him that his, quote, "blueprint for ending gun violence was doomed to fail." He says, quote, "because I see some serious flaws in his plan. I don't know about some of it. I know part of it is definitely flawed, and it's doomed to failure." So was this a big gotcha on the mayor on how it is that you can't stop guns from getting into New York City?
That just sounds crazy. Like, what person who has good reason to oppose gun control law says, "see, you can't stop us," and kills other people with a gun?
A crazy person.
That's true.
It does seem strange to me that it seems to be that easy to get onto a New York City subway.
There's no metal detectors to get on a subway.
I know, that's what's strange, right?
They do every now and then set up checkpoints, and they will, I don't know if it's randomly, search people's bags, but that's about it. I mean, there's so many people travel the subway, they can't hold people up. I mean, they're constantly people moving through there. It's how almost everyone gets around in New York City. I mean, there's taxi cabs, but that's not the most common method of travel.
It seems like a tacit admission that, you know, the TSA, the only reason it is tolerated, or it isn't good and couldn't be implemented in a situation where people actually need to expediently get from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a basic metal detector...
it's going to slow things down.
It shouldn't.
Absolutely it will. I mean, you've been through metal detectors before.
Yeah, they constantly go off when you have nothing on you. Then they have to be like, step aside.
You got to take
That's
everything
true.
Out of
and
your
the
pockets.
The only times that didn't happen, they turned out to be completely useless. Like, the festival I went to last year, I had to go through metal detectors to get in every single day, and every single day it went off. And it was day three of the festival before we realized that it was the steel toes in my tennis shoes that were setting it off.
Mm.
And they never once, like, took out a wand and was like, "hey, why are you setting off our metal detector?" They just waved me on
they
through.
They didn't wand you? You just set the detector off and let you in?
Yes.
Okay, so that's just for show then.
Well, yes, we assumed most of it was for show, since they just let us walk right by the COVID line and didn't stop us there either.
Yeah, okay, so that's just for show. That's where it's, okay, we've got a metal detector up, so the people that see the metal detector then figure, oh, crap, I better ditch my knife or my gun or whatever, and they figure they're going to get caught. And then, as you say, they're not even checking people that go through it. When you go into court or wherever there's a metal detector, you've got to take all the metal out of your pockets, everything out of your pockets generally, just to be sure, and put it in a little dish. And then, you know, if you've got a backpack or whatever, they've got an X-ray unit that it's got to go through. I mean, it is not a fast process. And as soon as they, you know, even though you take everything out, it may be your belt buckle or something like that that sets it off. In my case, it's my ankle monitor that
is it really?
Sets it off. Yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, and then they got to wind it down.
I mean, that's not fun. I mean, it is kind of fun.
It's fun when he lifts up his pants and the green flare is showing.
Yeah. And then it's, you know, then you got to get wanded, and that slows you down even further. So you can't do that with hundreds of thousands of people or however many people are in the U.S. or the New York City subway at any given minute. It's just not possible.
Well, in that particular case, I mean, point taken, Frank James. You've demonstrated that it's not possible for them to keep guns off of New York City subways.
But I don't get it. It's just like you want them to try harder. If you didn't like gun control, that's what they're going to do with this.
And
I mean, but
right,
it could
that.
Be that he's crazy.
They will use this as an excuse to crack down further. That is always what they do with all of these shootings. But again, he's either crazy or he's a plant, or part of the government plot to.
Or it didn't even really happen, right? I don't know these 10 victims. For all I know, they're crisis actors.
Well, there's that possibility. And of course, the point that always should get made in this case is, if New York City actually had gun freedom, this would have been over in a flash. Dude would have tried to pull out a gun and blast somebody, and he probably wouldn't have gotten through one or two victims instead of 10 victims, because somebody else in that subway car, if it were New Hampshire, somebody else would be armed, probably more than one somebody else, and dude would be dead in a pool of his own blood if he tried something like that here.
What I find curious about is that, you know, smoke from smoke grenades, I presume it's gray, I don't know, but he wore a gray sweatsuit, apparently, and a bright green vest. You know, if he had tried this in somewhere like New Hampshire, and they saw a dude with a bright green vest.
It's like a target.
Yeah. But he wears the gray sweatpants like he was trying to blend in with the smoke and not be visible, while at the same time wearing a bright green vest, apparently.
Yeah.
All very confusing. And then leaving the backpack and the guns behind, also very confusing. But I guess he wanted that. That's probably, as you pointed out, that's probably the least suspicious part of this, because if he wanted to just, like, sneak out with everyone else, I mean, the shooter at the time was wearing a gas mask. He had a bright green vest on, ditched the vest, ditched the mask, and, you know, stumble out coughing like everyone else. Talking about how you're suffering from smoke inhalation. That's probably his best bet of getting out of there without getting apprehended by the police. But then again, the police response times are so slow that if this happened as quickly as, you know, it seemed like it would have happened, the police wouldn't have been there to do anything for as he was fleeing anyway.
They weren't.
I don't know, but the guy is definitely a psychopath from everything I've heard. And when we get back, we're going to talk about Bitcoin and psychopaths. And evidently, some people are doing studies saying that people who like Bitcoin are psychopaths, but not quite like this guy, hopefully. There's more coming up. Hour two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.